Embracing Defeat by John W. Dower. The book is subtitled Japan in the Wake of World War II. For Howard B. Schoenberger, 1940 to 1991, who never lost sight of the ideals of peace and democracy. Acknowledgements. This book has taken a long time to prepare and would have taken forever without great contributions from two people. My wife, Yasuko, helped to survey a broad range of materials, and our conversations, woven into the fabric of everyday life, became an important way of mulling over themes and probing nuances. We covered a great deal of ground together, not only figuratively, exploring the past, but also literally in various places in Japan and the United States. This is a heavy debt, as well as a rewarding way to do history. At a certain point, these labors came together in an exceedingly long manuscript, and I called on an old friend to help me get untangled. Tom Engelhart responded with patience and an exceedingly sharp pen. His critical scrutiny extended beyond language to structure, and beyond structure to themes and concepts. The manuscript reads differently, and faster, because of his friendship and skill. I am indebted to others as well. Sodei Rinjiro, General MacArthur's Japanese biographer and a master of knowledge about occupied Japan, has directed me to many Japanese materials. My reliance on some of his writings, especially his analysis of letters written by ordinary Japanese to MacArthur, is obvious here. Ever since a long sojourn in Kamakura early on in this project, I have turned to Aketagawa Toru to track down Japanese sources. I also shared materials with Herbert Bix and had numerous helpful conversations with him about the role of Emperor Hirohito.